War music opens with a picture of Achilles running to the beach to tell his mother Thetis how he has been humiliated. Picture the East Aegean Sea by night, and on a beach aslanted, shimmering, upwards of 50,000 men asleep like spoons beside their lethal fleet. Now look along that beach and see between the keels hatching its western dunes a 10-foot-high reed wall faced with black clay split by a double-doored gate. Then through the gate, a naked man run with what seems to be what breaks the speed of light, across the dry, then damp, then sand invisible beneath inch-high waves that slide over each other's luminescent panes. Then kneel among those panes, burst into tears, and say, "Mother, you said that you and God were friends. Over and over when you were at home, you said it. Friends, good friends. That was your boast. You had had me, your child, your only child, to save him from immortal death. In turn, your friend, the Lord our God, gave you his word, mother, his word. If I, your only child, chose to die young, by violence, far from home, my standing would be first, be best, the best of bests, here and in perpetuity. And so I chose. Nor have I changed, but now, by which I mean today, this instant, now. That shepherd of the clouds has seen me trashed, surely as if he sent a hand to shoe the army into one. And then, before its eyes, painted my body with fresh Trojan excrement. Sometimes, before the gods appear, something is marked, a noise, a note, perhaps a change of temperature, or else, as now, the scent of oceanic lavender, that even as it drew his mind, drew from the seal-colored sea onto the beach a mist that moved like weed, then stood, then turned into his mother, Thetis, mother, love-lost face. Her fingers next that lift his chin, that push his long red currant-colored hair back from his face. Her voice, her words. Why tears, Achilles? Rest in my arms and answer from your heart. The sea, as quiet as light. 3 weeks ago, he said, while raiding southern Ilium, I killed the men and burned a town called Tolo, whose yield comprised a wing of Hittite chariots and 30 fertile shes. As is required, the latter reached the beachhead unassigned, were sorted by the herald staff, and then, soon after sunrise on the following day, led to the common sand for distribution. At which point, mother mine, his tears have gone. Enter the king. No. Our king of kings, majestic Agamemnon. His nose extruded from his lion's head cowl, its silver claws clasped so, arms over his chest, and sloping up his shoulder thus, the mace. The solar mace that stands for, so I thought, what Greeks require of Greeks. To worship God, to cherish honor, to fight courageously, keeping your own and so the status of your fellow lords high, mother, high, as he knows well, as he knew well. As he came, lick-lick, when the best met to view the shes, six with infant boys at heel, here sniffing, pinching here, lifting a lip, a lid, asking his brother, one Menelaus, or two? Then having scanned their anxious faces with his own, the guardian of our people outs the mace as if it were a mop, and with its gold egg-ended butt selects, before the ode, a gently broken adolescent she, who came, it seemed, from plain but prosperous ground. First king, first fruit, his mother said. Will you hear me or not? He said. Dear child, then do not interrupt. The stars look down. Troy is aglow behind the dunes. The camp is dark.